you know, during the winter time, it's a period when we expect more cases of viral respiratory infection, and that usually comes about like colds and coughs and flus. And, you know, the first level of treatment is prevention. We're looking at our lifestyle, looking at are we preserving the function of our lungs by being somebody who regularly exercises and, you know, runs and jogs and keeps physically fit. And then we look at our lifestyle and our diet. Have we got enough micronutrients, particularly the vitamin C group and also the zinc and the selenium group, which are also very good at keeping our immunities so that our immunity is less susceptible to respiratory infections. And, you know, people always have this misconception that because it's cold, I'm not going to open the windows. But what that means is any of those viral particles and any of, you know, the bacterial spores kind of fester in the homes and in the offices, to always open the windows, let the fresh air in. Those are some of the small tips that we can give. And should somebody then fall ill and is coughing, the important thing is to mind when you cough, to make sure that there is a barrier between yourself and other people, using your hand, using your handkerchief, and then also then proper hand washing thereafter, just to prevent the spread of those viruses and the bacteria.
And also, we've seen that during the cold season, most people would take in heaters into their homes, and some of them the traditional ones. What's your advice when it comes to having heaters in the home, especially overnight?
You know, our traditional heaters, they're based on some coal peas, and there's always incomplete combustion in those cases. And that means that there's carbon monoxide being emitted from those traditional heaters. And carbon monoxide competes with oxygen at the level of the hemoglobin. And so basically we are slowly poisoning ourselves in the bid to keep warm. And that is a fatal respiratory poison, similar to when somebody closes the, you know, the garage door and lets the fumes of the engine fill the garage, and it's not recommended at all. Yes, use the traditional heaters. Use them for a short time. Don't fall asleep while it's still in the house. Remove it and make sure that you aerate the rooms properly so that there's complete combustion and prevention of carbon monoxide production.
But do you think there is enough being done as an awareness program, especially when it comes to the use of heaters like what you've just explained, or more needs to be done?
You know, there's never, you know, information needs to continually go out there, because what we're doing is we're changing the habits, you know, towards more positive and health-seeking, aware behaviors, and behavior change takes time. So more messages like this need to go out. Certainly the duty bearers, which are the state and the public health institutions, need to really be in the forefront of saying these messages. We, of course, in private sector, will also continue to do our portion to educate the public and say, you know, these are preventable diseases, these are preventable deaths in the case of carbon monoxide poisoning, and we need to exercise